plenty of time for you to get through, but right now we are joined by a defensive lineman for the New Orleans Saints. He was an all-conference player at Houston. He was a team captain there. Led the team with 25 tackles, 10 and a half tackles for a loss, 5 sacks in 5 games last year. A member of the National Football Foundation Hampshire Honor Society. He was the 28th pick overall in this year's draft. The Saints are going to open up against the Packers on September 12th. Peyton Turner is my guest. Peyton, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
Good. I'm great, in fact. So you signed a contract earlier this month. Let me start right there. I know draft day is a big, big moment. What did it feel like, though, to sign your first NFL contract?
Pretty cool, man. You know, you look at the numbers, you get kind of excited. It's hard not to get excited looking at that. You know, it's more money than I've ever touched in my life. So it's pretty cool just to start your adult life off with a contract like that.
Yeah, let me provide a little perspective here. When you signed that deal, Cam Jordan tweeted, and I quote, "Damn, Peyton Turner's signing bonus, almost bigger than my whole first 4 years in the league. Can't wait for dinner one day. Hashtag check, please." End of quote. So what was your reaction when you saw that? And are you going to have to hook up the vets with dinner?
Yeah, you know, I heard they're going to hit me for a pretty penny. We can go out and get a dinner. So, I'm gonna take care of the vets, man. But, yeah, that was funny. I was actually just finishing up a workout. And then I guess he had just left his facility, and then I saw that on Twitter. My Twitter was blown up, so I looked down, and I saw him quote that. So that was funny, but, you know, I'm going to have to take the vets out to the dinner, you know that.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, and I know you know that, and that is funny. That's good stuff. Peyton Turner joining us. So go back to draft night. Like, what did it feel like when you heard your name called, and not just having your name called, but finding out you were going to be a Saint?
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of guys from New Orleans, just being in Houston, growing up in Houston. So there's always a lot of Saints fans around me. I really like watching Drew Brees growing up, you know, all the way up until his last game. So that was pretty cool, especially that it's like a great organization like New Orleans. You know, the fan base is just huge here in Louisiana. So that was awesome. But to be called on the first night was pretty crazy. I knew I was in that 20-40 range. I didn't know who was going to get me. You know, you never do, really, you know, outside of that first pick this year, but, you don't really know where you're going to go and when you're going to go. So it's always exciting to get that call. And like I said, to go to an organization and a city like New Orleans, I think it's just, I mean, you can't really ask for anything better.
No, you can't. Peyton Turner joining us. You can't, because you get a great opportunity to go to a great organization and a team that's in the hunt every single year. You know, what's really interesting to me is one of the vets already said this about you, quote, "Based on the weight room and leg drills, he's been doing amazing. You can tell he's got the work ethic. He's going to be awesome," end of quote. My question then is, what's it mean to you to get that level of respect, not just for your ability, but for your grind and for your work ethic? And where does that work ethic come from?
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I really appreciate the vets and everything that they're teaching me. You know, on football, of course, but even outside of the game, just like in life and everything, getting my life started here. But I mean, it's awesome to get that recognition from a teammate, especially an older dude. But that's just something that I feel that I've developed just over the years from even in high school, just being, you know, being overlooked because, you know, I tore my ACL, and just being overlooked, just kind of that chip on my shoulder and that mindset of how I'm going to work every day and come in and just try to get better and learn as much as I can. So that's kind of the mentality that I go about every day. But it's pretty cool to get that recognition from a vet like that.
You know, when you talk about coming back from an ACL, this is part of the business, right? You're going to get hurt. You know you're going to get hurt. It's just a matter of when, how bad, how you come back. But there's a toughness involved. For instance, in 2019, according to The Athletic, you played most of that season with multiple broken or dislocated fingers. Dana Holgerson said, quote, "He'd have more sacks if he had fingers. He can't grab anything. If he could use his fingers, he'd probably have 10 to 15 sacks at this point." I'm curious, what was that season like for you, and how were you able to play at such a high level through that pain?
Right, that was my junior season, so that was the first year Coach Holgerson got there, so we were moving to a new defense, so I moved out to defensive end, so and I moved out there in fall camp, so I was kind of learning defensive end as I went, but I mean, I had some success, but I was trying to figure out how to use my hands and everything, which kind of led to you know, me messing up a few fingers and, you know, dislocating a couple, breaking one. But that season was wild, man. It was different. You know, we were going through a lot of change. And then on my end, I was learning a new position. And you know, going through a little bit of hand pain with some fingers, but it was something that I had to go through. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. You just modified a few lifts, modified a few drills in practice, and then go out in the game, tape them up. You know, go out there and play. So that's kind of the experience I had my junior season.
It seems to me like you got the right mindset for this. Like, this is kind of what it is, and I've got to navigate my way through it, and I've got to make a few modifications, and it is what it is, so you deal with it. Like, what about mindset? How much do you work on your mind? How important is your mental game, and how do you go about improving that?
I think I really just found out about the mental side of the game just this past year, my senior season, just, you know, self-talk, you know, self-scout, just being real with yourself, and then just being positive. You know, I mean, stress is going to come. Stress is a part of life, man. So you just kind of accept it and know that it's going to be there. But it's really about how you react to it, how you react to stress, and how you handle it. That's going to make a difference in the end of the day. So that's kind of the way I've been going about it. I know that everybody needs work on something, you know, and I want to keep developing in that area too. So I think a lot of the game does come down to the mental aspect. So I mean, I'm just always keep on trying to develop that.
Peyton Turner is joining me for a few more moments. There's something else really interesting in terms of your approach. You've said, quote, "I'm going to be violent on the edge. I'm going to set the edge. I'm going to get after the quarterback wherever I'm lined up. Violent and relentless. I'm going to give everything I've got. I'm going to be a high character dude." See, that to me, it's almost, I don't want to say counterintuitive because it's not, but when you're a high character dude and you're a leader and people like you and you're a really good guy, when you hit the field, do you flip a switch? Like, to get to that level of violence starting where you are, is there a switch? Do you find the switch? Do you flip the switch? What's that part of the process like?
Yeah, I'm a different dude for sure when I'm on the field, you know, whether it be in practice or the game, especially the game. So, you know, I hope they don't mic me up too often, you know. But, yeah, I mean, you gotta be able to channel that. There's time and place for everything, but, you know, I know the time and place when I'm on that football field, I'm going to be a different dude. You got to get in that different mindset. So that's the way I am. That's the way I approach the game. So that's the way I'm going to be.
Peyton, one last thought. You, legend has it, were a really good baseball player back in the day. So, like, what was the mindset then? Was that game kind of too slow, kind of too boring? How did you end up in football over baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty good at baseball. I actually gave up baseball my freshman year. I was really good, though. Not to toot my own horn or anything. But and then basketball, I started getting offers in D1 offers in basketball as well. So, but football was something that I loved as well, you know, since I was young. And I just saw my future in football more so than basketball or baseball. So that's kind of the road I went. You know, it turned out pretty good so far.
Dude, it's kind of good to have options. I like that. One last thought. You talked about learning new positions when you're at Houston. You played every spot along the defensive line. You even dropped into coverage. So what kind of a role are you expecting to have with the Saints?
I mean, I expect to play in that defensive end role. There's a lot of competition, obviously. We got a lot of good guys in the room, so just trying to contribute, be the best teammate I can be, learn my role, and you know, just master, excel at it. Really, you know, I expect to play on that the edge, you know. But however the coaches want to use me, I'm gonna, you know, give my all into whatever, however they want to use me.
No doubt, he was a team captain. He was an all-conference player at Houston. He was the 28th pick overall in this year's draft. The Saints opening up against the Packers on September 12th. Peyton Turner, my guest. Peyton, great job. Great to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Go Saints, baby.
Go Saints, baby. Yeah, big personality, man. A lot of talent. I like that draft pick. I'll tell you what I like about him. That's an athlete that's got a lot of toughness. I would say there are no sure things, but I'm going to say there's a really good bet that he's going to make it in the NFL. That's a guy that I would take a shot on. If I could buy stock in players, like if there's certain guys that I'd want to bet on when they get drafted and when they get a look, in terms of fit, where they end up, what they bring to it, athleticism, toughness, smarts, that's definitely a guy that I'd bet on. I think that would be a very good bet that he's going to have a nice NFL career. Versatility has never been at a higher premium than it is right now in the NFL. And I think teams are thinking like that, and I think they're getting a very versatile guy, a high-character guy, and a guy who's got that motor and that switch. All right. Like me. That's what you get with me. A lot of versatility, a guy with a motor and a switch.